Thank you. I think I'm supposed to. I have nothing to disclose. Nothing interesting about that's personal about me to say. But I do want to talk about callousness, and I think maybe if we look at some of the marketing, you'll be able. Maybe we'll have another hypothesis for why callousness may be doing better in Chicago and San Francisco, and this. It's got a certain upscale urban. We know who we're going after, kind of thing too. But we'll look at the whole the marketing in general. If I can get this to, oh, what do I do? I'm going to do this. Can I do it with this deal? Okay, so what I want to do is look at Camel Snus marketing from the first test market launch in June of 2006 through today. I have the last direct mail that we got from right before I left. And so what I'm going to look at is I'm going to look at mainly the kinds of things that we do with Trinkets and Trash, www.trinketsandtrash.org. I have to always say that in any talk. But the kind of things that we look at is are sort of many of the marketing, examples of marketing that we can get a hold of to try to see what's going on and what's doing. And so I'm going to talk about what we found on the website, what we saw in magazines, the point of sale items that we were able to see, the direct mail that we get, which is mail from the industry directly to consumers or tobacco users, the kind of things that those of you, the public doesn't see it. Public health doesn't see it. Tobacco control doesn't see it. And also, for a time, we had a colleague who, Dr. Del Nave and I had a colleague who did research on snus, and we had visitors from RJR who would come and give presentations, and we were able to ask them some questions. So we have some semi-inside information today. First thing I wanted to talk about was just sort of, I think we need to think about it maybe from their point of view. It's always difficult for the industry to introduce a new product, particularly in these days when there have been some limitations on how they can advertise. So you can't put up a billboard anymore. You've got to think of another way to get the word out about a new product, how to do it. And in their case, it was even better, even a bigger problem, because it's not just a new brand. It's a new thing. It's something different. So we classify it as moist snuff. I tend to think of it as being a different thing than moist snuff when we're talking about the marketing of it and sort of some of the problems and its use. But when you have something that's not just a new brand, it's a new product, there's several things you have to do. With any brand, you have to develop a brand identity for the product, one that is based on who you're trying to get to, something that will appeal to them. So you need to have done a lot of research, and you need to have something that will appeal to your target users. You need to know who you're after. Another thing you have to do is get people's attention. You have to get it and try to keep it. You want them to want to know about this. You have to educate them about the new product, how to use it, particularly in this case, its unique benefits. So there are certain things you need to keep hammering at. You need to get people to try it. So you need to reduce the cost, financial or otherwise, of people for getting a hold of something that they've never used and don't know that they're going to like or not. So these are the kinds of things that you have to think about when you're doing a new product. 2006, Camel Snus Test Market was launched in June in Portland, Oregon, and Austin, Texas. They had three styles, Frost, Spice, and Original. And you can see that, this will become increasingly interesting, they were in moist snuff-shaped tins. But they were different in a way in that they were refrigerated, and so the people that were selling these had little refrigerated units sitting on in their stores. It would bring a little more interest to it and the idea of keeping it fresh. So again, there were also 20 pouches in each, little pouches. So here's what we got from their website, and this is a kind of, many of these kind of things we'll see again and again. This is we just pulled different captures off it, but you can see what they have to do. For one, they have to teach you how to say it. It's not spelled the way it says, and they want you to get this and have it be your favorite kind of thing. So you have to learn that it's not snus or this or that. It's snooze. It rhymes with goose or loose. They also have inside this, so if you click on this, you'd learn how to use it. Again, they have to teach you how to use it. And then what's a benefit? What are the benefits for it? Well, here they say the benefits are it's pleasure for whenever or wherever. And again, this is a response to the clean indoor air laws and other kind of limitations on where people can use it. So they show you can use it in a concert, you can use it on a jet from Miami to LA, a bar, a club, even an overpriced tapas restaurant. So you can see these are all also, frankly, urban, if you're talking about a tapas restaurant. So again, they know who their population is, and we can come to learn who their target population is by looking in detail at the advertising, because that's where it's being aimed. Here's a point of sale brochure, and you can see it's got the same kind of thing. It's got the things as them. Here it shows you exactly how to snooze. You place a pouch between your lip and gum. In seconds, you will feel a pleasurable tingle. Whew. And each pouch lasts 10 to 30 minutes. Then you can discard it. And something that looks vaguely like you're playing basketball down here in the right-hand corner. There's no spinning involved. Again, you can use it whatever. They also like to talk about Sweden, and I think what they're trying to get you to say, to believe, is that it's not this is a brand new product. Other places, people have used it, and it continues to be popular. And so it comes from somewhere else that you've never been, but, you know, it's okay. And we found it all the way in Sweden, where they've been snoozing for about 200 years. So these are the kinds of messages. This was a several paneled point of sale brochure. Well, the RGR people came to see us about a year into when they'd been using it. And we learned that the primary aim of snus marketing, at least this is what they were saying to us, was to accelerate the migration of smokers to snus. And secondarily, to get moist snuff users to snus. So it's not their main, it's not the first thing they were trying to do, is get the moist snuff users to them. They want to get smokers to use it. And we also learned product acceptance had been a problem. They realized they were going to have to learn, they were going to have to further educate potential users to try to get them to use it. And the education of retailers was also important, particularly getting them to not call it dip. One of their main things is this is not dip. This is not that stuff that those farmers use. And it, to the extent they learned that some of the retailers were calling it that, they were trying to do it. Refrigeration, they think that's a selling point. But it was, I think the retailers were not so crazy about it. It just added a complication. But they felt it was a selling point for the people. So in 2007, so this is a year after they were, after they started marketing, they gave us a new design, and they had told us, the RJR people, said the original shape was a barrier to trial. Smokers thought it was dip. So they changed the shape of it. They didn't want one of these puck shaped things anymore. They went to something sort of what was like some of the old cell phones, given as fast as technology has moved, sometimes a problem to call it that. But they went to an elliptical shape, and they expanded their test markets. So you can see, this is, it's still the three flavors, but now it's got a new shape. So they want to be sure that you get the new shape and what it's about. So now their point of sale brochures have the same kind of look and shape about them. And it tells you that snus is not a new dance move in Sweden, or another word for cuddling, or the national bird of Sweden. It's a tasty tobacco pleasure that originated in Sweden. And again, it's smokeless, it's spitless, it's in a pouch. So again, these are the kinds of things they think of being an advantage, and they're showing you the actual size in the little picture over there. And you can see these guys here are in some kind of a bar, some kind of a fancy club with, it looks like, fruity drinks. The website, they also made changes to the website, and what they did with the website was they started moving toward, remember they told us when they had visited that refrigeration was a plus? Well, they started pushing more things that were associated with winter, with the cold, with the kind of things that they thought would help them. They also got a message board that invited user input, and we know when we look at websites, one of the things you want to do is to get people more involved, and that user-generated information is preferable, not only because it's good, because the other people see it, but also because the ones, you have to spend more time. The longer you're in the website, the more you're exposed to their marketing. I can't say propaganda, but I guess it's true. Their marketing kind of thing. So they started inviting users' input. They also got a retail locator. So this was not being sold everywhere, even in the test market cities. So you could go into the website and put in your area code and find out where you could buy them. And, of course, they had a lot of suggestions for how and where to use snus, which has continued to be. In September, they came up with another version. I'm going to show you the version, which was very Swedish. A guide to Sweden, a Swedish translator, and best of all, Inga. You'll meet Inga. Here it is. This is the website. I like this. You can see there are several things you can see. In the first presentation, they showed us a picture of people at the Tour de France lighting each other's cigarettes. One of the things you can see when you look at smokeless tobacco advertising, and including snus, is that most of the time they show people doing things where your hands are busy, things that you cannot smoke doing but you might like to do, like, let's say, skiing or being on a ski lift or eating and drinking right next to a moose. I think a cigarette wouldn't be a good idea then, because you never know what the moose will think. But here they're saying, can you snooze while flirting? And the answer, not from the moose, but from somebody, is yes. So this is it. They're getting into the cold kind of stuff. They're showing us Sweden. It's a different way to enjoy tobacco. See, pleasure for wherever, again. And this is Inga. Inga was prominently featured in their website with sort of adorable little, would you like to snooze with me? And do you speak English? And you could get a tour of Sweden and you could learn how to say certain things. They're showing you how big the pouch is. The thing that interests me is that just as they are emphasizing how cold it is by that fur hat, this woman does not really seem adequately prepared. And that may have something to do with her popularity. I don't know, but really. So what they do next, they expanded the test market, you know, and so they were doing this with Inga, they were doing all this in 2008. Again, they went to more markets, and here's what they called them, and this again, we could look at the popularity of snus in some of these urban areas. They went to what they called cultural hubs, which must have made these towns feel good, you know, because they are cultural hubs in a way, but they're all cities with urban areas and urban things going on. The advertising materials were updated. They got a darker blue, cold color. They have images of beating like they're wet on the tins. They emphasize they're sold cold. It's a fresh new way. They're going to the freshness kind of thing. Sold cold to keep it fresh and tasty until the moment you buy it. So they had believed when they came to talk to us that refrigeration was a plus, and they're promoting it here. Here's another one. Here's the point of sale advertising card. So this is 2 years after this has gone. They've gone into new test markets. This is a double-sided card, but it's how to snooze. They're still showing people how to snooze. What is it? How to snooze? Here are the new look. The new. It's limitless, really. It's limitless. So this is a direct mail, and I just want to show you up the thing I have circled up in the right-hand corner. See, again, snus is not dip. This is the battle they continue to fight against those guys in the contractors and all the old people sitting around somewhere using dip. It is cold, it's refreshing, and it's, hey, revolutionary. So this is what they're marketing, this is what they're promoting. The free tin is something. Remember I said one of the things you have to do with the new product is reduce the barriers to purchase, and one of the ways to do it, and they did it endlessly, was to send coupons for free ones. If you were on a Camel direct mail list, Camel cigarettes direct mail list, you got these again and again and again and again. You didn't have to get on the snus list. They would send them to you, and there were always coupons that were pretty valuable compared to what you usually get. Get the pleasure, avoid the smoke. That was their thing, but the... Okay, they came back again. They were nice guys. 2008 they came. They said, well, we still have some barriers to adoption. And you realize, I assume all of you, how much research the tobacco industry does with its target audience and how many different ways they do this. So they know a lot about what people were thinking about. Since they said, well, they're hesitant because it's oral tobacco. They think it might compromise the pleasure or control they have with smoking. They also were having, it says they don't know the unique benefits of it. The other thing that they have that I don't have here is they were having trouble because smokers miss the ritual of smoking, the hand-to-mouth kind of thing, which in my mind brings up the dissolvables as a way to get to that. But in fact, when we go back to snus, they also talked about the consumer reaction to the flavors. They said Frost was the most popular. Original was, the name was so boring that it didn't do any good. And Spice was behind Frost, and they were concerned about FDA regulation. I think it had a menthol kind of thing to it. So they were like, well, maybe if it's not that popular, maybe we don't need to mess with it kind of stuff. But anyway, this is what they're telling us. 2009, they come out again. Another launch, but this time it goes national. So this is from 2006, now it's 2009, it's national. So we're starting to see national advertising for it as we go in. The national launch was in January and February 2009. The final flavors was Frost, and they came up with Mellow, which is a new flavor. And as we know, Mellow is sort of a term that makes you think that risk is lower and it's this and that. Mellow is tells us something that they don't have to come right out and say. And they dropped the number of pouches from 20 to 15, but they made the pouches larger so they would, I guess, last long. That must have been one of the things that people were not satisfied with. This is their website, and they have the snooze locator care. They tell you how to snooze, and they have, again, the user-generated content about snus. We did a content analysis of their message boards during the original testing phase, and that's been published. And it's fascinating what people say on the message boards and what you can tell about where it's being sold and what they're doing. They can tell you the history and all of that. So this is their website, and they also had these cheeky kind of things that they sent through direct mail and had on their website about how to get around worksite boredom and how to do this and that. And they were clever. They were doing the camel kind of cheeky, clever kind of thing. So I just wanted to show you, and they started in with magazine advertising. The first wave were simple images of the product, mostly of Frost. And sometimes they're two-sided things with a coupon. They said things like new, and your cigarettes may get jealous, and freedom for smoking. And I'll show you. Here's one. This is the new. They had this for quite a while as they were coming out with the others. And you can see it was in a number of Car and Driver, Golf Digest, Maxim, Sports Illustrated, the DC City paper, young adult kind of with it sort of things. Again, buy any tobacco product, and you can get a free tin. Okay, so they have this simple image, and I'm going to show you. In general, the campaign was places as friendly. Snus is being friendly to places or situations where you can't smoke or you wouldn't. And the message related to the readership of the magazine, there were like 35 different variations of this, and very clever. Okay, Rolling Stone, the ad said air guitar friendly. When they put it in Playboy and Maxim, they had a bar friendly, cub friendly kind of thing. When they had a ridiculously long conference call friendly ad. So I think one of the things they were doing was, to the extent you started noticing these in magazines, you might look to them the next time to try to see what the cheeky little saying would be. Because they were always different sayings, and they were appropriate. In Car and Driver and Popular Mechanics, it said that snus was stick shift friendly and do-it-yourself friendly. In Sports Illustrated, they had extra inning friendly. People could have used that in the recent World Series. Field and Stream had tent-friendly, fishing-friendly. So you can see that they had figured out a design for something that would be very flexible and that they could hopefully generate some interest or some talk around the ads. They were able to just change that one line. Then they had a new friendly series, which was not quite so broad, and I'm going to show you. They showed Mellow this time instead of Frost, and they had an additional box which said, I'll show you how little the box was, cleaner, mess-free tobacco enjoyment in a pouch and sold cold for freshness. And it's that little thing up there in the corner. So I don't know why they added this. They added this tiny little statement to this general ad. But again, they had stadium-friendly, fancy hotel-friendly, concert-friendly. It was that flavor for, you can use it wherever. Again, this is a direct mail piece. Snus is not dipped. They still got this problem. Please. But you can still get a free can. They had a new campaign, the Break Free campaign, which is, they did it with, they changed their website, they changed everything, and they put all their Camel products on there. So it's positioning something as being a total tobacco company. But they also were able to use the terms break free to, about innovation and being different, freedom to use tobacco on your own terms, rewriting the rules for tobacco enjoyment. So again, it was this, you can do it anywhere. These I like too. This is the break free ad, and you can see, I don't know if many of you have watched the Camel advertising, but it's very cheeky, smart alecky kind of stuff. Okay, here it is. Avoid the mainstream. People get lost there. These are the kind of things. They pointed out in their investors' reports that they were doing this, and they said, and it's true, one of the advantages for them and a good thing in advertising, consistency. Their ads were consistent, they're focused, they're simple, they're bold, but they're different. They were able to do different ones. Avoid the mainstream, keep making noise. Just say no to people saying no. That's about you guys, by the way. Stare back. That's about you and people that stare at people who are smoking. Buck the ordinary. Rock your own anthem. These were all in different magazines to which they would be appropriate, but they were all the sort of up yours, many of them, kind of thing about people like us. Again, bold, the tagline for this, boldly go everywhere. Emphasizes product benefit. They're small. They're so you can see where they're putting them, too. They came up with new packaging. They had to make it look even trendier kind of thing. So in August 2010, they came up with these new packaging. And just in case it wasn't complicated enough, new sizes. So remember I told you they got a bigger size? Just seems like just 4 or 5 slides ago. Well, they came up now. They added Robust and Winter Chill. And those are larger pouches. And then the Frost and Mellow, which they cleverly don't call smaller, but instead they're slimmer. And so here's their advertising. It's starting to get confusing, at least to me, but they're testing to see what, they're trying to see what's going to happen with these different things. Again, they're still having to tell you how to use it. Here's when they're starting to use the snus cans in the ads in different ways. Again, coupons, a tobacco pouch perfected, and they're showing you the large one and the slimmer ones, and then the package. Look at here. Peace pouch. Camel snus easily puts your world at peace. And again, this is about us. Drama-free. It is drama-free. This was in the Rolling Stone. They put this zero emissions one in Car and Driver. Tasty pleasure without the smoke. An emphasis on smoke-free. You can see what this is. This is getting fun, right? They've got fun stuff. Here's the one that they put out before, as New Year's was coming, where they have snus falling like confetti or snow. It's long-lasting and anytime. Here are last year's holiday season. Let it snus and season for snusing. They all talk also about drama-free and different things. And the smoke-free resolution was their big program to try to get people to quit smoking for 10 days and use snus instead, and there was a lot of stuff they were doing with that. It was right around, it was for the, you know, New Year's resolutions. This is just one of the websites that talked about pleasure. The one thing about the pleasure switch challenge that was, again, consistent with what makes a good website, what makes a good program, was that they had in there something for people to come in every day and write what their experiences were while they were switching to snus and they were no longer smoking. Again, it's user-generated content, makes other people interested, it makes these guys feel like they're part of it. New mint flavor. And you can see, look at this, it's found by our friends in Minnesota in local news publications. They started changing their strategy from these national Rolling Stone and the magazines I've been showing you, and they're putting them more and more in local sort of alternative newspapers. For us, it's a problem, so we need you. We've got people sending us things that they find in their newspapers because we aren't able to get all the papers from Minnesota. These were found in local ones. You can see how they love the holidays. There's Mardi Gras. You can declare your freedom on the 4th. And on Valentine's Day, it's a perfect match. You and snus. So again, it's just again and again. New York City had a ban on smoking in outdoor places, and in the Wall Street Journal and the Village Voice, these ads appeared. One is like the Statue of Liberty. New NYC smokers enjoy the freedom without the flame. And in the one about with the Chrysler Building, you could rise above the ban. So the idea is you could use this instead. They're taking advantage, they would say, of a natural opportunity. We would say, what? What are you doing? Stop this. Here's their Hump Day challenge. You know, they have a new campaign going. They're able to put, at least in their ads, the new image that says "Seize the Hump Day" on the ad, on the packaging. This is the one we just got. Take a cue from the changing leaves and switch to snus. This is a little thing to put around a cold drink, where we could say I'm the world's biggest blowhard, or whatever. You can fill in whatever you want. But you see the thing that's interesting at the very bottom of it, after where the drink would be, is a little container that you can slide your Camel snus into. This is not just anybody's cold drink thing, man. This is for us snus users. And there's a little compartment. I love it. I just love that. We have one. Anyway, so here's what I want to say. This is sort of the conclusion. Introducing a new product and what they did. When we look at what they did, what they do, they said, snus, it's new. It's spitless. It's not dip. They're trying to say. They showed you how to use it and how to say it again and again and again. They emphasized product benefits that they think are important to their target population. It's sold cold, which they think suggests freshness. And maybe the American spirit people who love organic will be attracted by the freshness. I don't know. The no limits to its use. You can boldly go everywhere. It's pleasure for wherever. There's no spitting. They'd reduce trial barriers by coupons, free samples, and events, I'm sure. And in general, what they do, promote. They had cheeky, eye-catching, ever-changing ads that were ever-changing but consistent and that were aimed at specific magazines, appropriate, fly fishing friendly was not in the Rolling Stone. But it was in Field and Stream. So this kind of thing, I think, it was fascinating to watch the ever-changingness and the consistency for these ads. And then here, there's Trinkets and Trash. If you want to see these images, or really images of as many tobacco marketing things and products as we've been able to get a hold of, you go into the Trinkets website. I have information here if you aren't familiar with it. And we're redesigning it so it's going to be even better and easier to search. But thank you very much. It's a lot of fun.